Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
It's unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us in the usual spots on the program. Of course, the BetMGM Network, the free Odyssey app. You also have us on Twitch at BetMGM Network, on YouTube at the BetMGM Network, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, all the spots where we're hanging out. And if you want to listen to us, you can do it at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, hit me up on Twitter. Do it. At Femi Abebefe is where you can find me on Twitter. At Femi _ Abebefe is where you can find me on Instagram. Hit me up throughout these 4 hours as we continue to entertain you here on You Better You Bet. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Monday night football game that saw America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, beat the Las Vegas Raiders on the Strip. It's a victory Tuesday for your boy, a Cowboys fan. It was fun to actually watch them win a game. I had no money on the game other than the first TD bets. It was just pure fandom watching the game, and felt weird, to be quite honest, just to watch a football game without having money on it. But it was fun to see them win nonetheless, and we'll break it down during this segment. But as always, let's lay out the guests that we have on the program. We have two of them. They'll be joining us on this Tuesday, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Schlereth will check in with us with his weekly Tuesday spot. Stink does an awesome job as a color commentator for the NFL on Fox, Stink and Truth Podcast. He will help us recap what we saw during week 11 and spin it forward to week 12 in the NFL. And then during the Power Hour at 6:20 Eastern time, betting analyst over at NBC Sports Bet, co-host of the Deep Dive Podcast, our good buddy, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, will join us for his usual Tuesday spot to give us his best bets for week 12 in the NFL, which gets underway Thursday night in Houston between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. I have a bet on that game. We'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes in the next segment. Bills right now over at BetMGM, 5.5-point favorites against the Houston Texans. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw last night. Let's waste no more time and talk some Monday Night Football here on a Tuesday, because damn it, The Dallas Cowboys got into the win column. They beat the Raiders 33-16 on Monday Night Football. And before we get into the game and break down what happened and going forward for Dallas, going forward for the Las Vegas Raiders, on a more serious note, this was obviously a very emotional couple of weeks for the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, the passing of their teammate, Marshawn Nealon, and the tragedy that happened a couple of weeks ago in the Dallas area. Like, this team had talked all week long about how they were playing for a bigger purpose. And it was really inspiring, honestly. Like sports betting aside, sports fandom aside, like, I have the Cowboys helmet behind me. Obviously, I root for the team. I've rooted for the team since I was 5 years old. But, like, all that aside, like, just seeing a team and a group of men rally behind what was, like, honestly a tragedy for the 24-year-old Marshawn Nealon, who was no longer with us, like, that was very inspiring. And I don't know if how many of you guys have seen the Dallas Cowboys video that they posted on social media, Brian Schottenheimer doing the victory speech in the locker room. But Shoddy, he got choked up and talking about the journey these couple of weeks have been for this team. And this is just the start. And I thought Brian Schottenheimer did a really good job when we all found out of the tragedy initially, when he spoke with the media last week. And he says, like, we're not moving on, but we move forward. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys did last night. Like, I thought it was a really, really inspiring performance. They all seemed to at least find somewhat of peace on the field. Dak Prescott joined Scott Van Pelt last night on the ESPN postgame show. I thought he did a tremendous job talking about it. And think about Dak Prescott. Like, you know, he lost his mother when he was in college to cancer. He lost one of his brothers to suicide. Like, he's lived a life of tragedy. And I thought he was, like, the perfect person to be kind of the voice of that locker room as the leader that he is, the Walter Payton Man of the Year that he is. I thought it was a really, really cool experience. And, yeah, it hits home for me because it's my team, and it's cool to see them do that. But even if you're not a fan of the Cowboys, like, you're an Eagles fan who the Cowboys will play on Sunday, or a Commanders fan, a Giants fan, a Packers fan, whoever. I thought it was pretty cool to see the Cowboys play well last night, given what these last couple of weeks have been for everyone in that organization. So I just wanted to say that off the top, because that was a really, really inspiring performance by the Dallas Cowboys. Now, on the football field, as we get back to what we saw last night and look at it more from a sports standpoint, the Dallas Cowboys, like, they did what they were supposed to do. They beat a team that was an inferior opponent, and that's good. Like, that's a positive sign for this team, because you know what, at points this season, I was like, I don't know if they can win these kinds of games. There's a reason why the point spread was 3.5 juice towards the Raiders, because the betting market was like, yeah, Dallas should win, but can we truly trust them on the road to get it done? I mean, the last time we saw them out, we just saw them lose as a 3-point favorite at home to the Arizona Cardinals in pretty embarrassing fashion. So the Cowboys getting this done against an inferior opponent, that just checks one box. It doesn't check all the boxes, not even close, but it checks one box in this team's hopes of potentially getting to the playoffs. Now, that's the conversation everyone wants to have today. Can the Cowboys, the team that we saw last night, get to the postseason? Pump the brakes, folks. Like, absolutely pump the brakes. I don't see that happening. And that's not me being pessimistic Dallas Cowboys fan and trying to, like, emotionally hedge in my head of being like, oh, like, they're not going to make the playoffs and then they can surprise me. No, it's none of that. I'm just looking at this thing objectively as a fan and as someone who loves to bet on sports. This is not a playoff team. They're an intriguing team, as the point spread for this upcoming week suggests, in their game against the Philadelphia Eagles. They have an offense that's very, very live that we saw last night, moving the ball up and down the field. Dak Prescott had one of his better games of the season, 268 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. George Pickens, 9 catches, 144 yards. We got to talk about George Pickens, by the way. That dude, he might be the best player on the team. Now that Michael Parsons is in Green Bay, like, George Pickens might be the best player on the team. And what we've seen of him so far this NFL season, top 5 in receiving yards every single week, he's getting better and better and better. Talent's never been the issue with George Pickens. It's always been, can we make sure that he's on the same page with everyone else? Is he going to be a part of the team? Is he going to just be kind of just like a team guy? That's always been the question with him. That's why Pittsburgh was like, see you later. We don't want any parts of you because we don't want to deal with this and have to deal with paying you. Talent-wise, though, George Pickens, a bona fide number one wide receiver. And that's what we're seeing every single week now with Dak Prescott. And thankfully, we get to see George Pickens with a good quarterback, because prior to that, it was Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Mason Rudolph. No, Dak Prescott is a bona fide Pro Bowl quarterback. And now we're seeing how great George Pickens can be. I mean, honestly, this might sound like a hot take. I don't think it is, because I've been watching like the first half of the season. I watched this team really closely. I think talent-wise, George Pickens is a better wide receiver than CeeDee Lamb. Talent-wise, I think he is. Now, who do I trust more? I mean, for a week-to-week basis and over the course of an 18-game or 18-week regular season, of course it's CeeDee Lamb. That's why CeeDee Lamb gets paid and George Pickens gets traded. But talent-wise, George Pickens is an elite wide receiver. He is that good. That's why he was a big-time recruit all the way back in high school going to Georgia. Like, that guy is legitimately talented. And if he can keep his head on straight, boy, that's two bona fide number one wide receivers for this Dallas Cowboys team, which is why Dak Prescott is enjoying probably his best or second best season of his career. Because Pickens, I mean, the cut that he made on the touchdown that he had, like, this guy's ridiculous. He's going towards the sidelines. All the defenders are pursuing that way. And then just like a hard plant cut for a guy that's 6'3", like almost 200 pounds. Like, that's insane. That's a ridiculous run after the catch. Like, he's so good and his talents were on display. I hope they extend him. I know that could be risky giving that guy that kind of money, but like, I hope they extend him because he actually is their best player that they have on the team. And the Cowboys, on offense, we know that they're awesome. They're a really good offense. Defensively is what we wanted to see. And once again, last night was a step in the right direction. How about Quinnen Williams, huh? Quinnen Williams with 1.5 sacks, putting pressure in the interior. Now, we must include the ever so important context that it is the Las Vegas Raiders who they were going up against. The Raiders' offensive line is like a bottom three offensive line in the league. Hell, like, they might have looked good without Quinnen Williams against that Raiders' offensive line. So like, that's important context to have. But still, with all the context, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, the run stuffer that Jerry wanted, those guys dominated. Osa Edigizua, Donovan Ezeraku, the rookie. The Cowboys' defensive line actually put their imprint on a game for the first time this season. Once again, it's against the Las Vegas Raiders, so we're not going to get too crazy with this thing. And it's a much tougher test this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, although they might be a little bit banged up on that O-line. No Lane Johnson. We'll check up on Cam Jurgens. Maybe the Eagles are a little banged up and the Cowboys can dominate at home. We'll see. But it's an important context that it was against the Raiders. But the defensive line looked better, which made the secondary look better. Deron Bland, Troy Aikman did a great job of talking about it on the broadcast. Joe Buck as well. Like, that was the best game Deron Bland has played all season. He was horrible against the Cardinals. He bounced back after the bye week, locked in. He played well against the Raiders. And yeah, they're going to give up some yards to Brock Bowers. Everyone is. As long as Chip Kelly and that offense decides to give Brock Bowers the football, he's going to get the football because he's Brock Bowers. And he had a pretty good game with 72 yards on 7 catches. But outside of him, nobody else was doing anything for the Las Vegas Raiders. So kudos to the Cowboys defense last night, holding the Raiders to 16 points, which is why we did see a bunch of money coming in on the under at kickoff. I mean, this was 50.5 or 50. All of a sudden we get bang all the way down to 47.5. Thanks to the safety, it goes over. So the sportsbooks out there probably got middled on the total. Those of you who bet the over early and bet the under late, everybody was able to win, but a really, really good win by the Dallas Cowboys. And going forward, you want to believe that this team could become something, but when you look at the schedule, reality sets in. Like, it's just not realistic. It's home against Philly. Like, let's say, all right, maybe the Eagles offensive line is incredibly banged up. Let's say Philadelphia Eagles. Let's just play along and say that. Thanksgiving, it's home against the Chiefs, a desperate Kansas City team that's probably going to be in like playoff mode. I don't see that going well, just being honest. Then it's at the Detroit Lions, the team I think is the best team in the league. I don't see that going well. So, like, what is this actually? Like, if the realistic outcome is likely to be 1-2 over these next three games, that puts them at 5-7-1. The best they could be is 9. Like, we're going to have teams that are 10-7, 11-6 vying for the 7th seed. They're not making the postseason. So don't get too carried away. I think the Dallas Cowboys can win some games. Maybe they beat the Vikings. Maybe they beat the Chargers. Who knows? Maybe they beat the Commanders or whatever. But still, like, it's just not going to happen for the Dallas Cowboys because, unfortunately, they put themselves in way too big of a hole earlier this season when they decided to trade Micah Parsons. Now, as for my adopted team in the city where I live, the Las Vegas Raiders. I hope this is the biggest whiff I ever have as a sports bettor. Like, there's been some big whiffs. I mean, I bet on the Lakers to win the title the year that they traded for Russell Westbrook. They didn't even make the play-in tournament. I bet on Penn State to win the national title this year. They fired the head coach in October. Like, I have some big whiffs. Like, we got some big wins, but we got some big whiffs as well. With all that, Lakers, Penn State, all that stuff, I don't think I have a bigger whiff than this Raiders team. I was so in on the Las Vegas Raiders to make the playoffs, to potentially be like second place in the AFC West. They're horrible. And that might not be strong enough of a word. They're barely an NFL team. It's that bad. What did I say all offseason? Man, they got adults in the room now. It's no longer Antonio Pierce and Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. It's now Pete Carroll, Super Bowl winner, national title winner. It's Geno Smith, comeback player of the year. This head coach quarterback combination is one you can believe in. Damn, bro. I was wrong about that. Geno looks terrible. And like last night wasn't even anywhere close to some of his worst. I mean, the game against the Chargers was bad. He's had some real stinkers. But Geno's bad. He's not good. The offensive line, like I just said, bottom three in the league. No running game whatsoever. Ashton Jeanty, I don't know. Can he play? I don't know. He has no chance. The minute he gets the ball, and this is against a Cowboys defense that has been struggling. The minute he gets the ball, bang, hit in the backfield. Like, what is he supposed to do with that? We don't know if he can play. And then defensively, outside of Max Crosby and maybe the occasional play inside the box from Jamal Adams, this defense sucks. The whole team stinks. And this week, they're laying 3 or 3.5 against Cleveland. I know it's Shedeur Sanders, but you tell me, what's the best unit on the field in that game? Browns defense by a country mile. Shouldn't we just take the 3 with Cleveland? That's where I'm at right now with this Raiders team. They absolutely stink, and I will be officially giving the eulogy of the Raiders here on November 18th. It's done. They need to blow it up because they have no hope in sight. We get to the top stories on the other side, including the breaking news out of Houston next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet coming at you here on a Tuesday on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. Coming up in 40 minutes, it'll be Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Monday Night Football game. And honestly, not a whole lot to take away from like that game last night. Cowboys win, great, awesome for the fandom side of it. It was cool for them personally. It was obviously amazing. But like, this is not a playoff team. You look at the schedule. Like, let's just be for real about it. They're not going anywhere. And for the Raiders, they're just going to continue to be terrible. And I have to wear the L on that one. As somebody who was championing the Raiders ever since they traded for Geno Smith back in March. This is a hell of a lot worse than I thought it would be as the Raiders continue to trickle into the abyss at 2-8 and just 1-4 in games played at home. 20 minutes from now, though, we will break down the Heisman Trophy, which I think is really fascinating this week, the penultimate week of the regular season in college football, and the bet you need to make ahead of this weekend's game. It's been a couple of weeks since we've made a Heisman bet, but this week it's time to dive in the Heisman Trophy market, and we will do just that coming up in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing, man? You had a victory Monday yesterday. I have a victory Tuesday today, man. Who said our teams on YBYB can't get dubs?
Well, Mike Brown does because he's a fan of the New York Jets.
Hey,
sorry, Mike. Got to take the shots when they're there.
Yeah, well, it's Chek's betting market. Oh, two touchdown underdogs on Sunday. Great.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders' passing prop is 25 yards higher than Justin Fields was in his last game.
Oh,
so, you know, not good.
Gosh. Yeah, that is brutal. That is brutal. Given that Shedeur, we all saw it on Sunday. Now, we have to be fair. He didn't get the full week of reps. All right.
Right.
He didn't get the full week. Okay. So like Shedeur, against all odds, will actually be able to get the reps this week. And if all indications are Gabriel's going to be in the protocol, we'll see what Shedeur looks like when he gets to practice. And the game plan is centered around what he does well, which I'm assuming will be about four plays. But yeah, that's where we sit here with the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. But hey, I guess Shedeur has a chance to prove us wrong on Sunday. But let's waste no more time, though, Bill. Let's get into the big stories that we have coming up here this Tuesday afternoon. What's the number one thing we need to know?
I mean, we've got plenty to discuss, and as usual, we start in the NFL because the Steelers made it official what had previously been reported. Aaron Rodgers does have a fracture in his left wrist. They announced that today that the injury, though, will not require surgery. Mike Tomlin said they're going to see how the week progresses and that he won't have an update on his status until Friday at the earliest. Looks like they'll be playing the game time decision thing with Rodgers this week. Tomlin also said pain tolerance isn't an issue with Rodgers. It's just going to be about how effective he can be. Now, Femi, with that news and based on how we know Rodgers struggles against the Chicago Bears, if Rodgers doesn't play this week, clearly, he's ducking Caleb Williams.
Clearly, you know, Rodgers says, I don't want to go to Soldier Field. Not like I've made that a second home. You know, I don't want to go and do that. This is a team that scares me. The betting market, though, woohoo! This was 3 earlier. We are now down to 2.5 pretty much everywhere. Now, BetMGM still has a 3, but that's one of the last 3s that we have out there in the market. Like everywhere else I'm looking at, prominent domestics, sportsbooks here in Las Vegas where I'm at, I'm seeing 2.5. So if you like the Steelers and you believe Rodgers is going to play on Sunday, you can go ahead and make a legendary over at BetMGM and grab that Pittsburgh plus +3. To me, I'm not so sure how much of a difference there is between the two quarterbacks. And that might sound like Aaron Rodgers' shade, but like, I think honestly, Mason Rudolph is probably one of the better backups that we have in the NFL, isn't he? Like, not like Mason Rudolph is a good player, but like in terms of the backup quarterbacks that we have, like, I'd take Mason Rudolph on the Dallas Cowboys for sure. You know, he's played a bunch of games. I mean, Mason Rudolph has even played in a playoff game. Didn't go well, but like he at least has the experience. So to me, yes, it's a downgrade, but it is a massive downgrade. I don't know. Like, I already kind of leaned towards Pittsburgh when like we didn't know. Now, under a field goal, I think it's just a pass for me. Like the Bears probably should be favored in the game, even if Rodgers plays. So great. But at 3, that's when I was like, hey, like maybe if Rodgers gets ruled out, we can get a 3.5, and then maybe we can bet the Steelers. But that doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen this week, barring something unforeseen coming up on Thursday or Friday. But like, bets aside, this is a massive, massive football game. I was talking to Bill about this earlier this morning when we were getting ready for the show. Did you know if the Pittsburgh Steelers lose this game, which is what the betting market expects, the Chicago Bears are the favorites. If the Steelers lose and the Baltimore Ravens beat Mike Brown's New York Jets, the Ravens will be in first place here in week 12 after starting the year 1-5. That's how pivotal this game is. And that's just the Pittsburgh side of it. On the Chicago side, the Bears have a chance to go to 8-3. If they go to 8-3 at that point, it's like, what, we got to win 2, maybe 3 more games to make the playoffs? Like, this is a massive, massive football game. I can't wait to watch this one. My gut instinct tells me, I don't know, man, the Bears just might have something cooking this season with these balls bouncing their way and these last second wins in the fourth quarter. Caleb Williams with his mobility, late in games, creating magic. I think the Bears might win this game, Rodgers or no Rodgers. I would love to bet Steelers plus +3.5 because I think the Bears probably win by a field goal, but that doesn't seem like that's going to happen. So to me, I'd be looking on ways to bet the Chicago Bears, whether it's on the money line or put them in a parlay or whatever. But the Bears got the juice this year, man. I'm done fighting it. I'm done fighting it. Do I think they're good? No. But they seem to have the juice, and I do think they beat the Steelers and take one step closer to a playoff berth in year one with Ben Johnson. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, more quarterback news. The Houston Texans play on Thursday Night Football this week. They'll be welcoming in the Buffalo Bills. Big news today, Texans do officially rule out C.J. Stroud. He is going to miss his third consecutive game with that concussion. Davis Mills will start once again. Buffalo, Femi, currently a 5.5-point road favorite over at BetMGM.
Oh, this was exactly what I was waiting for, baby. This is exactly what I was waiting for, because once we got the news of C.J. Stroud being ruled out, the betting market went to 6. And at 6, it's a bet for me on the Houston Texans. I love this setup. Now, for C.J. Stroud, this is obviously a bummer. He's going to miss a third game, which, I mean, that's pretty brutal in terms of the concussion. But it was a good sign that he was back on the field today at practice. I'm assuming he'll be back on the field tomorrow, which is a good indicator for what's going to happen next week when they take on the Indianapolis Colts. My guess is that Stroud will be ready to roll in that really important divisional matchup against Indianapolis next Sunday. But as for Thursday night, to me, the best unit on the field is the Houston Texans. They're also at home, and you can get 6. Now, BetMGM has 5.5, but there are other sportsbooks out there. There's one here in Las Vegas that's pretty sharp. Actually, a couple here in Las Vegas that have 6. But there, I think the 6s might pop up, because what do you think is going to happen? Tomorrow, Thursday, when recreational bettors get in the market, oh, it's Josh Allen in primetime against Davis Mills, I'll lay 5.5. And great, like, I totally respect that. Like, I understand. Josh Allen's amazing. We all saw him have 6 touchdowns last Sunday against Tampa Bay. But the Bucs defense is nothing compared to what Houston's defense is. And that game was also at home in Western New York. This game, raucous environment in Houston, where it's a Texans team that actually believes they have a chance to make the playoffs. And they should believe that. This defense is elite. And Davis Mills, I just got done talking about Mason Rudolph. Davis Mills is also a pretty good backup quarterback. Davis Mills has a bunch of experience. And Davis Mills is going up against a bad Buffalo defense. So you put a bad Buffalo defense against a Buffalo offense that's going to be a little bit shorthanded because Dalton Kincaid is likely to miss another game. How is Buffalo winning this game by margin? I think the Bills can definitely win, but this to me feels like this is Bills by three, Bills by four. Like, I think Houston will very much be in this football game, so I love taking six. I don't have any money line bets because I'm just not so sure that they're going to win the game, but this is definitely going to be a close game, so I like the Texans plus six. I think they put a scare in the Buffalo Bills because that pass rush is getting after Josh Allen, and when you get after Josh Allen, sometimes, as we saw even last week, he starts to get back and revert to the old Josh Allen, who throws the ball to the other team. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, here's a bunch of notes on the New York Giants. First off, Abdul Carter, who was benched, and he did play, but he didn't start against the Green Bay Packers. That was due to reportedly sleeping through the team's walkthrough. Carter today said that story wasn't accurate and that he did miss the walkthrough, but that it was, quote, an honest mistake. Also, Giants faced Giants face the Detroit Lions this week, and they may have QB Jackson Dart back. Dart has not cleared concussion protocol, but interim coach Mike Kafka says he's feeling good about his chances to play this week. Plus, you had Giants, including Cam Scadaboo, starting a brawl on Monday Night Raw. Got plenty of fans upset that Cam should be keeping his ankle rested. Femi, plenty of news coming out of the Big Apple with the G-Men.
Yeah, I saw the Cam Scadaboo tweet. You texted us in the show chat before the show. These young cats move different, I guess, is my response to the Cam Scadaboo tweet. That's all I'm like, we move different, I guess, when it's Gen Z. But the Carter story, this doesn't pass the sniff test. Something clearly happened because there's no way because according to Abdul Carter, he was getting treatment. That's why he missed the walkthrough practice last week. You don't think the team would know that you're getting treatment, or that like the training staff wouldn't communicate that with the coach, or the coach wouldn't be like, hey, what's going on? Oh, you were getting treatment? Like, there's someone there that you could corroborate the story with? Like, come on. Really? Because you were getting treatment? Get out of here. I don't know what happened, whether he was acting a fool and then they had to discipline him for a series, or if he was at home and just slept through it like the reports were saying, but something clearly happened and we're not getting the truth with this story. And also too, on top of that, here's Abdul Carter, who was also with Cam Scadaboo at Monday Night Raw last night. Like, it's like, guys, I get it. We can have fun. We all have our hobbies outside of the jobs that we do. Who am I to criticize? I have hobbies as well. But like, the team stinks. You were benched and now you're on Monday Night Raw. Cam Scadaboo, you broke your leg, and now you're on Monday Night Raw. It just doesn't look good, man. It doesn't. And sometimes, if it doesn't look good, you should probably pass on doing it. But for some reason, they're just like, whatever, I'm going to live my life, and I totally respect living your life, but you're also a professional, and you have a job, and that's why they pay you millions of dollars, and I guess in Scadaboo's pays hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, come on, man. Like, everyone needs to kind of just, like, mature here a little bit, as opposed to being what they're doing right now. Now, as it pertains to Sunday, they're going to get their ass kicked by the Detroit Lions. Like, that's what's going to happen. Dart or no Dart, I hope Dart plays so that we can maybe get like under 10. Like, let's give us a 9.5 or give us a 9, something like that. I will lay that till the cows come home. The Detroit Lions coming off of a loss back at home indoors. We don't have to worry about Goff outside, etc. Yeah, the Lions are going to destroy the New York Giants. The Giants, like, this team is just done. Dead cat bounce spot, great. Congrats, you covered against Green Bay. I don't think this is going to be sort of any indicator of what's to come later on this season. And clearly, this team doesn't have a whole lot of respect for Kafka or whoever the powers that be in that building, because this would not be happening if they actually did. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, family, a little college football here, because reports have come out that the Ole Miss brass have given head coach Lane Kiffin an ultimatum that he needs to tell what his future coaching plans are by the Egg Bowl, which, of course, is Ole Miss's final regular season game next week against Mississippi State. Now, Lane Kiffin has spoken publicly and said that that report is not true, but he's also been very evasive about whether or not he's going to remain at Ole Miss or take another coaching job. Femi, if Kiffin does leave Ole Miss, that would be his sixth head coaching job over the last 20 years.
Wow. I mean, he's been a coveted guy recently. So good for you, Lane. We all remember how it was with the Raiders and with USC when you got fired on the tarmac. So good for Lane Kiffin that he actually has been able to get this going at Ole Miss and to where other big jobs will want him. But that's the thing, and I probably misspoke there, because Ole Miss right now is a big job in 2025. Like, there's no more, big boy job or this job, whatever. No, with this new playoff and with the NIL and the portal, damn near every Power Four job is a big job. And yeah, like Texas is obviously a bigger job than Vanderbilt. But like still, you understand what I'm saying. Everyone now gets a seat at the table. So you can win a national title at Ole Miss as opposed to during the BCS era or in the four-team playoff era when that was never going to happen. In this 12-team playoff era, why can't you do that if you get the right financial backing from the NIL collective? Now, the unfortunate part of this new era of college football is that it speeds up this process. And that's where things kind of get a little bit haywire. Because the reason why Ole Miss wants an answer, it's yes, because of the CFP that's coming up if they're fortunate enough to make it. But it's also, bro, they got to recruit. I mean, we got early signing day coming in December. We got portal opening up in the wintertime. Like, we can't have a coach that's just in flux and everyone's wondering as you head to the playoff or an SEC title game saying, is Lane Kiffin sticking around? No, dog. We need to know by Thanksgiving. And that's what they're telling him. Now, all these other jobs, Florida and LSU, they also need to know as well. So, like, that's how we get here. I ultimately think that Lane Kiffin is going to stay. I think he's going to get the massive extension because it's just way safer than going to Florida or going to LSU, where it looks to be a lot more chaotic than even in Ole Miss. Ole Miss seems like a great fit for Lane Kiffin, and as he's shown this year, they can compete maybe even for a national title. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
Femi, two big injury notes in the NBA. One, LeBron James, according to Shams, aiming to play tonight against the Utah Jazz. That'd be his season debut. He's a game-time decision. But for the Bucks, Giannis suffered a groin injury last night, set to undergo an MRI. Doc Rivers said it didn't look great. Could be a death blow for the Bucks if he's out an extended period.
Yeah, if Giannis has to miss a lot of time, I mean, that's like, good luck, Milwaukee. That's absolutely cooked. And for the Lakers, I think these last couple of weeks have shown us they need LeBron James. I know people were getting cute and being like, hey, like, look at Luka and Reeves. Maybe they can get it done without LeBron. And even before the season started, I thought that might be possible. That ain't possible. LeBron needs to come back quickly for this Lakers team, and it might happen tonight. Who you need to bet to win the Heisman coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Cowboys' win last night over the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Dallas improving to 4-5-1. The Las Vegas Raiders, a putrid 2-8. Like Nick talked about it yesterday on the show, saying, "Oh, the Femi Abebefe bowl." And honestly, it was. I'm thrilled the Cowboys won. I was rooting for the Cowboys. I had no money on the game other than the first TD bets, but like, I was thrilled. But also part of me, the betting side of me, the ego side of me that wants to be right about this stuff, which sometimes is even better than the money. That side of me took a big hit with how this Raider season has been going, and for everyone to once again see it on national television, just how bad the Las Vegas Raiders truly are. But we'll put that off to the side. Nick will talk about that to begin the 4 o'clock hour. Let's talk some Heisman Trophy, because for the first time, I do believe there is a bet to be made in the Heisman Trophy. Not for the first time, but for the first time in the last few weeks. Because you know what? It feels like we've had this Fernando Mendoza Heisman Trophy kind of momentum carrying us through the back half of October and in the first half of November. But before we get into the betting market and who we should bet, let's talk about the Athletic's Heisman straw poll that they put out earlier this morning. Now, of course, for those of you who don't know, the Athletic, their awesome publication, each week they do a Heisman Trophy straw poll where they poll about 27, I believe it is, of their voters or writers who are either writers or editors. Some of them might even have votes, but people who might think like the actual voting block for the Heisman Trophy, which is about 1,000 voters. And that's like actually what it is. It's not no hyperbole there. There's 1,000 people have votes for the Heisman Trophy. It's insane that they get that cross-section of America to vote on the Heisman Trophy, but hey, that's where we sit. But 23 is what it is. 23 voters on the Athletic Heisman straw poll. And essentially, it's just to kind of get a gauge of what where things stand in the Heisman Trophy race, which is really interesting this time of year, now that we're at the penultimate week of the regular season. For those of you who don't know what that means the second to last week. But I just love the word, so I'm going to keep using it all throughout this week because it's awesome. But today, the winner of the Athletic Heisman straw poll was the guy who won it last week, the guy who won it the week before, and the guy that won it the week before that, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. But what's really interesting about this week, Mendoza, out of the 23 first place votes, got 22 of them. Like, this was a runaway for Mendoza. 22 first place votes, one second place vote. Of course, nobody voted for him to be third. Julian Sain of Ohio State was first, or sorry, got one second place vote, rather. He was second, got one first place vote, but finished second in the poll. Third in the poll, as we get back on track here, Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love. He actually got two first place votes, so shout out to Jeremiah Love. He was in fourth last week. Fourth in the poll, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia didn't get a single first place vote, moved up a little bit because, of course, Ty Simpson moved out after Alabama lost to Oklahoma. Fifth in the poll was Georgia Tech quarterback Haynes King, who received one first place vote. Now, over the last month or so, we've kind of been taking the trip down Athletic Heisman straw poll memory lane, where we stood at this point in previous years. Last year, Travis Hunter got 26 first place votes. He won the poll going away. He ended up winning the award, of course. A couple of years ago, Jaden Daniels was in third. Bo Nix and Michael Penix were 1-2 in the poll. Those two Pac-12 quarterbacks, RIP the Pac-12. Those guys were the two guys going neck and neck. Jaden Daniels was third, although he did get 9 first place votes. 3 years ago, Caleb Williams was your overwhelming leader in the poll. He ended up winning the award. 4 years ago, Bryce Young was your overwhelming winner in the poll. He ended up winning the award. So all indications, when you look at the history, it points to Fernando Mendoza being your likely Heisman Trophy winner. Now, I would usually say, great, it's time to bet Mendoza. But what's different about this year, I think at least, is that Indiana has this oddly timed bye week, which is this week. The Indiana Hoosiers will not be playing. Fernando Mendoza will be out of sight, out of mind. And I actually think that creates an opportunity for another guy, maybe a couple of guys, to enter the conversation for winning the Heisman Trophy. Now, Mendoza eventually will come back off the bye. They play Purdue, where they'll be a big favorite against Purdue. And then after that, it'll be the Big Ten title game against Ohio State. And that's the game that everyone's looking forward to. That's the game where everyone's going to be, hey, one versus two. I don't think it's going to be billed as like a Heisman Trophy bowl. And we'll get into that when we talk some Julian Sane here. But like, that's the game for Fernando Mendoza to leave no doubt to win the Heisman Trophy. And even if he loses the game and it's respectable, I still think he wins the Heisman Trophy. But if they get blown out, maybe that opens the door for somebody else. But Mendoza, of course, best story in college football, the Indiana Hoosiers. He's the quarterback of that team. He's the face of it. Statistically, makes a lot of sense. Fourth in the nation in QBR. He checks all the boxes. Now, like the eye test wise, if he wins the Heisman, okay, we've had better winners. But in terms of his stats and the team success, checks all the boxes. Makes a lot of sense. Julian Sane, he's plus 225 in the betting market. This is where like you kind of have to use a little bit of like art with the science here, because the science that tells you that this guy should actually win the award. Statistically, second in QBR. He's awesome. Plays on maybe the best team in the country, probably the best team in the country. Extremely efficient, but nobody believes. It's that simple. And that's where I think the betting market has this wrong. That plus 225, like, I don't know. I don't even know, like, if he goes nuclear against Michigan and nuclear against Indiana, maybe he wins the award. But I just don't see it. The prevailing thought when it comes to Julian Sane is that he's just a passenger along for the ride. And I think a lot of people think, oh man, like 25, 30 quarterbacks would be undefeated on Ohio State. Fair or unfair, that's how people talk about Julian Sane. And also, he's a freshman. Like, if there's any voter bias or if this is tied, I think people are going to say, you know what? We'll give it to you next year. Prove it next year. You're a freshman. Let's give it to this other guy. Like, those are things that are working against Julian Sane. And this Saturday, they're playing. Ohio State's taking on Rutgers. That's the big noon kickoff game. They're a 31.5 point favorite. I don't know there's anything that he could do against Rutgers that's going to make people be like, oh, Sane Heisman, and have this like epiphany or whatever. Like, that's not going to happen. I don't see that. Maybe against Michigan, maybe in the Big Ten title game, but we're starting to run out of weeks for Julian Sane to live up to what the betting market has been saying over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So Sane, to me, I would never bet him, especially when you factor in the price. Marcel Reed of Texas A&M, come on. Like, no. Just no. No, no, no. It's not happening. It's not. 13th in the country in QBR. Still, nobody believes in Marcel Reed. Like, the Athletic's Heisman straw poll. Last week, he wasn't even in it. This week, massive comeback. Heisman moment. Where's Marcel Reed? He's 7th with 6 third-place votes. Not a first-place vote, not a second-place vote. Nobody believes with Marcel Reed. And you know what? It's rather unfortunate because he's actually been really good. But this week, they host Samford, a 1-10 FCS team. You might as well just go on bye week at that point, honestly. You might as well. The game is on SEC Network Plus. Good luck finding that. They play Texas. That's a monster game coming up next week. That'll obviously have a lot of eyeballs. Everyone's going to watch that. They beat Texas. They'll be in the SEC title game. That'll be another massive game. But still, nobody believes that Marcel Reed is a guy. Nobody seems to care, which means we shouldn't care, even though he's at plus 500. How about Diego Pavia? Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia. He's 22-1. This is the bet this week in college football to win the Heisman Trophy. It is Diego Pavia. We've talked about Pavia at earlier points this season, and the price was always short. It never really made a lot of sense. But this week, I actually do think it makes a ton of sense to bet the Vanderbilt quarterback. Because as we've talked about Mendoza, best story in college football, Indiana, Mendoza's the face of that. What's the second best story in college football this year? It's the Vanderbilt Commodores. It's a Vanderbilt team that's likely 2 wins away from making the college football playoff. You don't even have to be a college football historian or somebody who loves, like, 5 years ago, Imagine Vanderbilt potentially being in the college football playoff. That's absurd. But that's where they stand right now. Two wins away from a likely berth to the CFP. And this Saturday, Diego Pavia and his Vanderbilt Commodores on senior day, might as well call it Diego Pavia Day. Who cares about the other seniors? It'll be Diego Pavia Day down there in Nashville. 9.5-point favorites against Kentucky. It is a 3:30 Eastern kickoff on ESPN. A lot of eyeballs will be on this game. Pavia, in terms of QBR, fifth in the country. So he's up there. He meets the statistical threshold for winning the Heisman Trophy. But most importantly, the Vanderbilt Commodores to make the CFP, +320. Diego Pavia to win the Heisman Trophy, 22-1 over at BetMGM. Now, it's not one-to-one correlated because you still have to worry about Fernando Mendoza. But if you think that Vandy can make the CFP, and I do, how is 22-1 not a bet on Diego Pavia? He's coming off the bye week. Last week, sight unseen. He's still fourth in the Heisman straw poll. People can't get enough of this guy. Like he is taking a traditionally horrendous program and has put them on the cusp of competing for a national title. Like, this is massive. And what do you think the pop will be? Like, let's say the betting market's right. They beat Kentucky. Next week, massive game. Biggest game in the Vandy-Tennessee rivalry in the history of it. If they beat Tennessee on Rocky Top, that's such an incredible pop, to use the wrestling term. Like, people will go nuts if Vandy wins that game. Vandy's not going to be 22-1 to win that game. Like, I can tell you that right now. So for me, this week, and it's shaky because if one loss happens, boom, Pavia's done. But if they win this Saturday and they beat Tennessee next week, this guy will be right there in the conversation. And let's say Ohio State blows out Indiana. Do you think it's going to Julian Sand? I don't. I think people are going to look around and say, who else can we give this to? And if Vandy does their job and Pavia does his job, I think we're going to have a very, very live ticket in a few weeks on a guy who's 22-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. So that's it for me this week. Diego Pavia at 22-1 to win the Heisman. There's other guys that Jeremiah Love's a big price. No, I don't want it. Like, positional value matters. We did the non-QB thing last year. It's going to another quarterback this year. For me, Pavia is the guy to bet at 22-1. And I think we got ourselves a live ticket. So let's go doors. Diego Pavia, one of the big stories in college football. Maybe he gets us to a window in New York in a few weeks. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Cowboys' win last night over the Las Vegas Raiders.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.